بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As the beautiful month of Ramadan is fast approaching us, it is very important for us all to understand what this month means from a legal perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from a communal perspective. The beautiful month of Ramadan is a month of divine revelation, a moment where the heavens and the earth were connected via the revelation, via the kalam, speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a month where inspiration was given directly to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but also equally to all of humanity. That inspiration that guided people back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is in this month that every single one of us should reconnect our hearts and our minds, our families and our communities back to Allah Azza wa Jal in sincere faith, in sincere hope and also in complete devotion. It is a month for us to be inspired yet again by the timeless kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, the majestic and beautiful Quran, by the beautiful speech and the commands of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his beautiful sunnah and seerah, and to be guided again and to guide ourselves, to guide our families and our communities and all of humanity back to the true purpose of who we are and where we are, back to the purpose of creation and how we should be recognizing and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we should be living with each other with honor, respect and dignity. Ramadan is also a month of purification, a month where we purify our hearts from all of the objects that are there within our hearts for the rest, for the remaining part of the year, and remove those objects, remove those things that we hold dear, that we love, that we are attracted to, and to remove all of those and to purify our heart so that we can place the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, the contentment of Allah Azza wa Jal, the ahkamat of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can place the beautiful sunnah and the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to place the love of Allah Azza wa Jal within our hearts and also within our minds. It is one of the most important aspects of achieving purification in the month of Ramadan. It is also a month of power, a power which frees us from the dunya and connects us to the greatest power, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the month to empower ourselves and to free ourselves and to connect us to Allah Azza wa Jal, and to also enable us to use that power given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to empower other people, to strengthen them and their resolve, to strengthen their yaqeen, to strengthen their iman, to strengthen their tawakkul, to strengthen them as individuals, as families, as communities. So it is an important month of purification, a month of power, and also a month of purity, where we cleanse our hearts and our minds, we strengthen ourselves, our families and our communities. As we navigate this strange, new and surreal world that we are all living in, with the pandemic, with the lockdown, and we see silent streets and we see empty storefronts, and we also see that our masajid are closed, but we should also reassure our hearts and our minds that whilst this is taking place, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still showering upon us all. The doors and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are still open. So we need to open our hearts and open our homes and open our minds in order for us to still welcome the beautiful month of Ramadan and for us to reap the rewards and benefits of the month of Ramadan. Therefore, let us all take inspiration from the beautiful month of Ramadan with the revelation, with the inspiration and the guidance that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed within it, the purification and the power and the strength of community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within this month, and not despair and not lose faith or not lose hope, but rather actively seek the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to strengthen our hearts and our minds, to renew our resolve and our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our communities and in our families, and also with our masjid as well. Therefore, this Ramadan, we must truly reflect on our creation, on our life, who we are and where we are going in our life. And we need to remember who we are and recognize who we are and renew our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, renew our relationship with His beautiful deen, the deen of Islam, and renew and strengthen our relationship with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This we need to do first and foremost with our Rabb and with our Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. But we can also take these lessons of reflection, of remembrance, of renewal with our families, with our neighbors, with our communities, and also our masajid, and strengthen our relationships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. It is also important for us to appreciate the countless and innumerable blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have so much to be grateful for. We have running water within our homes. We have warm homes with our radiators. We have food within our kitchens and our pantries. We have so much blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And if you just look to other countries and to look to other people and nations and how they are struggling, you know, especially in India, in Pakistan, they are struggling immensely. But here we are, we have so much to be grateful for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So together with patience, with charity and with continued cooperations, we can overcome this challenge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent our way. And it's very important for us to be grateful for who we are and where we are. So please do remember to pay as much as you can in terms of lillah and sadaqat and khairat, as much as you can donate in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also remember your fitrana, which is a very important part of the month of Ramadan. It fills out any deficiencies within your fasting. So per person, £5 you should be giving within your household for every individual who lives within your home, and give that as early as possible so that other people around the world, they can take benefit from that fitrana and they can feed themselves and protect themselves. For those people who are unable to fast due to chronic illnesses, due to diabetes, and due to other major illnesses which they will never recover from in the foreseeable future, it is important for them to give fidya, which is at least a minimum of £5 per fast for those 29 or 30 fast. And if you can give more, it is better to give more so that your Ramadan will be covered by your fidya. For those people who give their zakat in the month of Ramadan, make sure before Ramadan begins you calculate your zakat with all of your assets and your savings and your bonds and your shares that you have, and your gold and your silver, all of the additional wealth that you have which are surplus to your daily needs. Calculate all of that and give 2.5% to those people who are in need, the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Give your sadaqah as much as possible, for it removes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it removes calamities from your life. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue to support your masjid so that we can serve you. It's important for you to maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, in the month of Ramadan, we'll be fasting just like any other Ramadan. Although we will not be coming to the masjid, nevertheless, we will still be continuing with all of the necessary requisites of Ramadan. So we will be taking our sahri, we'll be fasting during the day, we'll be controlling our tongue and our actions and our behavior, we'll be sharing our food, we'll be making sure that we don't waste food, and we'll be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading abundant Quran and tilawa and zikr wa azkar. We'll also be doing taraweeh within our homes as a family together, you know, as children, as family, we come together and we pray together, we do itikaf together, we will do sahri together and iftari together. All of these things are the beautiful things of Ramadan. We will still and we must still continue within our homes as individuals or collectively in jama'ah. And you can encourage each other to learn more of the Quran and recite more of the Quran and read the Quran together as well. Similarly with itikaf, find a place within your home and dedicate that for the soul worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the Eid Salah as well, depending on the circumstances and whether the lockdown is lifted or not, Eid Salah perhaps will take place, and we do dua that Allah azza wa jal enables us to return to the masjid. But if we are still under lockdown, then you will in your homes just pray nawafil. Pray nafil, pray two nafils or four nafils of shukr, of hamd, of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As individuals, you will pray that salah, and you will not pray Eid salah within your home, just like we do not pray Jumu'ah within our home, but rather we will pray additional nafals to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Ramadan, make it meaningful, make it count, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will really see that, do you come to the masjid to show other people, or do you still take the zeal, do you still take the beauty and the majesty of Ramadan, and make sure that you can do the best that you can within your home, with your reflection, with your remembrance, with your renewal, and the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His deen and His prophet, with your families and your neighbors and your communities, and connect yourself to the divine revelation. Inspire your family and your community, and continue to guide yourself to the Quran and to the beautiful life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal enable us all to purify ourselves, our hearts, our homes, and our lives, and enable us to give as much as we can with our life, with our wealth and health and everything that we have in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.